Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey, everyone. I'm really fucking tired. It should be, like, the biggest podcast, like, thus far, because, like, I finally have Taylor Strecker.
That's me.
As my guest, Taylor Strecker from SiriusXM's Wake Up with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting here. Okay.
Our friends are laughing at us.
Our friends are
literally.
Yes, we have.
We're doing a podcast.
We're sitting here at Soho House, and we're at a table, and there are people that know us around us, and they're like, "Why do you have headphones and microphones on?" So we're like dorks.
We're probably gonna get shut down in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I know. Someone's gonna come over and be like, "You're not allowed to like hunt for ghosts at Soho House because my equipment looks like we're trying to hunt for ghosts." I haven't had a drink yet.
That's a lie.
No, I've had my first 3 sips. I haven't had my first drink.
Oh, got you.
All in entirety. Yes. So, basically, I'm here for Fashion Week, staying with Tay.
Yeah.
Super excited about it.
I had to like mentally talk myself down and be like, it is going to be messy in here. There's going to be bronzer everywhere.
Yeah, bronzer everywhere.
Underwear is going to be strewn about all of your couch.
Yeah, sorry. Like I come in for Fashion Week all the time and I tear apart her apartment.
I love it. Are you kidding me? I want you to stay forever.
I know. I love New York so much.
Come back, please.
I would love to.
LA sucks.
I need to make enough money so that I can like live in both places.
I need to make enough money so I can stay in my apartment.
Wait, what am I talking about? I just barely got an apartment after 4 months of searching because I have terrible credit. And I'm like sitting here being like, I think I'll be by coastal. Like I have the means to do that.
Oh, God.
I am tired.
Girl,
Fashion Week.
I'm doing this podcast because
I don't want it. Like, I know it's late. Normally my podcast comes out on Thursdays. I keep getting tweets, people being like, where's your podcast? And I'm just like, seriously, like, my guest canceled on me when I was in LA. So then I had to like find a way to like squeeze this in between fashion shows. So we're doing it at lunch.
At lunch. And I'm exhausted. Yes. We were out till 2 in the morning.
Yes. And then you had to wake up
on our friend's yacht.
It was the first time I'd ever been on a yacht. Can I
me,
say that?
Me too.
I'm at Soho me House too. And I'm saying that it's the first time that I feel all hoity-toity.
And she's here.
And she's the
yachtmeister's here.
The person who hosted the yacht party just happens to be here. Of course, because that's who would be at Soho House. Like, the person who hosted a yacht party.
Oh.
I feel like I don't belong.
No, we so belong.
I mean, like, physically I look like I belong because I have a cute outfit on. But, like, I'm just, like, not sure, like, I truly belong.
No. You're with me. And we and belong,
you belong
together.
So.
Yes, I do. I work hard to belong. I'm
that
not giving a shit
true.
Up.
I want to be a member of Soho House.
I think we can get you in. I really do.
I need like, how many recommendations do you need? Like 2?
Mm-hmm. I'll be it. And other chair will be it.
Yeah, but I don't want it for New York. I just want it for LA. Because I can just go with you when I'm here in New
York. That's true. Well, no, but the thing is, it's like, I'm not positive, but I think if you're like an every house member, like I'm a member everywhere.
You're a member everywhere.
That's going to go away pretty soon because I can't afford it. But for right now, I'm a member everywhere. So I'm sure that I could give you. And I bet Andy's a member everywhere.
Okay.
So I do have
some people that would recommend me because.
Uber will.
So
Uber
like
will just get
on
you
your
in.
Recommendation, will you write, this girl can barely get an apartment because she has bad credit.
But
I swear to God,
here.
She'd be a really good member.
I bet a lot of people that are members here have bad credit, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
And live beyond their means.
I, like, didn't realize that, like, people come here today to just work on their computers. Like, I walked in, I'm
no,
like...
No, they don't. They're online shopping.
Oh.
And they're pretending to work.
Oh, okay.
And
like, everyone here is on a laptop right now, like...
Laptop.
And then we're just, like, trying to find ghosts with our podcast equipment.
Some of us have to make money.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, yeah, guys, here for Fashion Week, having a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I saw you, Taylor, was last year.
Fashion Week.
For Fashion Week.
Yeah.
And shit was different with your life.
Oh, my God, girl. First of all, I want to say, you know how sometimes people are like, wait, are we drug friends? You know how people say that to each other? No, no one knows that.
Drug?
Like, you're like pot friends. Like, we smoke pot together. We're pot friends.
No, no one's ever asked
okay,
me that.
Okay, well,
I mean, party friends.
Meaning, fine, like, party friends.
Like, wait, do you really have people ask you if you're a drug friend?
No, I had a boyfriend whose friend asked him if he was just his pot friend.
Oh, okay. I think you might want to tell a story right now.
No, I don't.
Are you sure you're not you don't have drug friends?
I don't have drug friends anymore. I'm too old to do drugs. But
party friends, yes. Like, you know, like people you only call when you want to go out.
Thank you. Party's better than drug friends. But are we just fashion friends?
No, because I call you and I talk about my life.
Yeah, and you also text me about buying bags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. You're like, I'm online shopping right now, and I think I want to get this.
Yeah.
Should I get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I go and just do it? I mean, I've really been wanting it. Like, I feel like I just, like, I deserve it.
You deserve it.
I deserve it. Yeah. I tell myself that every day.
I'm going to buy a $2,000 shirt.
No, you're not.
Yes,
I'm not
going
to let you do it.
And it's cotton.
I am going to take that $2,000 shirt, and I'm going to take it to an Asian tailor, and am I allowed to say that?
Yes, yes, of course you are.
An Asian tailor, and they're gonna tailor the and they're gonna recreate it for you.
Tailor the shit out of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tailor the shit out of the shirt for Taylor.
Okay. Oh yeah, life was different. Life was way different last time you were here.
Because,
I was married.
Yeah, and now you're
well,
not.
No, I wasn't. I was going through a separation / divorce. People don't get it. They think that it just like happens overnight.
No, it does not.
And the listeners of my show literally think, I think in their minds they think I'm divorced for like 3 weeks. I've been divorced for like, I don't know, 2 months. 3 months? I don't know.
Did you do one of those like celebration days when the divorce went through?
It was
so weird.
It was so weird, like, because you know, there's like a lot of like interfacing with your lawyers and like signing papers, and normally you have to do that like across the table from each other, but
you guys didn't.
Brett made sure not to.
Oh, so you guys didn't do like any of like the stuff that I see on the movies?
No, none of it. But we also had a very abnormal divorce. It was easy and it was amicable. It really was. And I know that sounds fake, but it's the truth.
No, I love Brett. Brett's a good guy.
He's
shout
a great
out to,
guy.
Shout out to Brett.
Hey, ex-hubby.
It just didn't work. Y'all just didn't work.
Yeah, if it weren't for Brett, we wouldn't be seeing Soho House. So thanks. Thanks, babe.
Thanks, Brett, for...
He made me apply because he couldn't get in because he's a businessman.
Do you think Brett would...
do your podcast?
No, I'm saying, do you think he would do a recommendation for me, too?
Brett isn't a member. I'm the member.
Oh, really?
He had to use my ass to get in here.
Are you serious?
No. If he could have been the member, he would have been the member. But it has to be like a creative person. It can't be business.
Oh, they probably don't let reality people in.
They...
But I have a blog.
Boom, that's the way in.
I have a blog and a podcast.
Yes.
And I have done the podcast, and now I am doing the podcast here at Soho House. I feel like I'm making history. Has anyone done a podcast?
I don't
podcast
know.
From Soho House ever?
They might sue you.
No.
I have no idea.
No.
They might just cancel my membership.
I do feel like I'm making history, though, right now.
I do, too. It feels really good. I really like drinking
in
the afternoon. And I really like you. Mm-hmm. And I really love when you're here. And I miss you so much. And you are like one of my favorite people in the world. And I really, really wish that you would just move back here. Please.
I wish all of those things.
Our food
and
just came.
Wait, hold on. We're going to order other drinks on air right now.
Oh, yes. Okay. What
may
do I
I
want?
May I order just like a...
Oh, my God. French fries?
A
yes.
A vodka soda with like extra limes. Thank
Ooh,
you so much.
And I want... I want that French fry, and I want the other French fry.
This is...
I would like another glass of Gavi, please.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Thank you. And that's my farting broccoli that just came to the table.
Oh, yeah. So she ordered broccolini, and I'm like...
That's $10. Why would I order that?
Well, it looks like crap, and it also... I told you, broccoli makes you...
Fart.
Gassy and bloated. It's like a waste of a green.
I want Taylor's food. I always want to eat all her food.
Well, that's because she orders normal people food.
I know.
Yeah.
That salad looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. I just don't feel like I can eat like while I'm doing this.
I do.
Because I feel like I'm going to gross people out with my chewing.
I'm a professional, so I know how to do this.
Oh, I'm not. Like, I can barely take a sip of my drink without like getting like sidetracked and
no,
not realizing what I'm talking
about. Nobody
wants
to hear. People always complain when I eat on air.
Really?
Every single day I eat on air.
So like we could like take a break. Let me see. How long has it been? It's only been 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
I don't think I can
forever.
I don't think I can
we
take a break
six
right
times
now.
More of this.
We have to do... No, 5 times more of this.
6 times.
Five.
6 times 10 is 60.
Oh, I thought you meant like five more of the tens.
Oh, that's actually accurate. We're both right. And
we're both right
wrong.
In weird ways.
Yeah.
Is that watermelon?
Yeah, she got a watermelon salad.
Who orders a watermelon salad?
Taylor.
Can we talk about how Fashion Week is fun and it's my favorite thing in the whole world? And
yes.
It's like the only, I feel like it's literally the reason I went on a reality show, so that one day somebody would recognize me and be able to like put me, like get me into fashion shows.
And now?
And now I'm going.
It happens every day.
It's my reason for living. Seriously.
Well, going to Fashion Week with you is the most fun thing in the world.
Even though I feel like a bitch because you have to carry my bags
you
and
do,
stuff.
You're such a bitch. She's, by the way, she is as bitchy as you think.
That no. is so not true.
She is the nicest person on the face of the planet.
Not like that nice, but like.
Stassi, you are so, so nice. It is insane to me. Okay, so we met because I interviewed you.
Yeah, so me
and
Jack.
I'll make it with Taylor on SiriusXM channel 109, 6 to 8, yes. 6 to 9 every single morning, Eastern Standard Time.
Me and Jax were scheduled to go on on Taylor's show.
You and Jax.
And we weren't together at the time, but we were promoting the first season of Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. And I was obsessed with Patrick's radio show.
Obsessed.
And so I went in with Jax, and Taylor thought she was going to hate me because I look like a bitch on the...
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to hate this girl. I'm going to fight with this girl. I can't even interview this girl. And then, but you're smart. You walked in, you disarmed me, and you're like, I love the show. And I was like, oh, shit, she listened to the show.
I didn't even think that was a tactic.
Well,
I just
it worked.
Actually liked...
I just like attention. I was like, somebody knows my show exists.
Oh, my God, that's
who
so
I watch
funny.
On television. So then I was like, okay, she disarmed me. And then she was so sweet. And then that was it. That was the end of the interview, and it was over.
Yeah.
I took a picture. And then, can I tell a story?
Yeah.
Does everyone know how you and Patrick got together?
I don't know if I've told the story on, like, the podcast.
Tell it.
But, like, I remember, like, when I was doing your interview with Jax, like, right next to me, I was like, I'm obsessed with Patrick.
You were.
Yeah, like, right in front of Jax's face.
And so I think
face.
I told Patrick, and I was like, this girl likes you, and she's really hot, but she's on the show, and she's kind of crazy on the show, but I think she's really cool after interviewing her. And he was like, okay.
No, he was like, no, a 25-year-old
right. He was like, no.
Blonde reality star
right,
from Los Angeles.
He was
no,
like,
thank
no.
You.
And then months later, you were listening to a show about, and he was talking about soulmates.
Yeah.
And you tweeted him.
I tweeted at him, like, about soulmates because I was listening to his show.
Yep.
And then he, like, texted Taylor. He's like, isn't that the girl that you said that I should date?
Yes. And I was like, oh, my God, she tweeted you. You have to go for it. Please, please, please. And by that time, I had started watching the show, like, religiously. And I was obsessed with you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so he then, like, responded, then followed, and then gave me a DM.
Ooh, what did it say?
Oh, my God. Wait, I could look it up right now, I think.
Is it going to take you, like, 5 minutes to find?
No, I don't think so. Like, it takes me, like, 2 seconds to get on Twitter. I mean, come on, girl. What you thinking?
You know my social media skills are not up to par.
It was something like, sorry, you guys. I know. Whatever. Oh, here we go. I got it. Oh, wait, you have to, like, keep scrolling up.
Uh-huh.
So we have, like, all these flirting things from, like, 2 years ago. I'm looking at... He goes, stand by your tweet. Don't go soft on me, winky face. Stop
what?
By whenever.
That sounds
Patrick.
Like pornographic. Don't go soft on me.
Stand by your tweet. Don't go soft on me. You're right. Why did he DM me that?
That is so Bezos.
What do you think he meant by don't go soft on me? Like,
well, what happened? Like, I don't even get it.
Like, don't go quiet. Like, don't, like, never respond.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We have, like, so many tweets I'm looking at. I mean, so many, like, DMs going back and forth. Like,
is that how you started your relationship?
Yeah.
Flirting,
like,
over
flirting
DM?
Flirting, and then finally...
That's the way to get into a relationship. You have to flirt over, like, some sort of, like, text or Twitter or Instagram or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So the last thing I wrote.
Uh-huh.
What I know of you is what I've listened to, and you've constantly intrigued me. God, I'm so embarrassing.
Wait, what
and
did
I
you
have,
say?
I said this. This is the last DM.
Read it again.
DM.
Sorry, I'm distracted. There's food here.
This is the last DM that we had. Okay.
Hi.
Until we, like, switched over to phones, I guess. What I know of you is what I've listened to, and you've constantly intrigued me. I literally am embarrassing myself right
constantly
now.
Constantly intrigued.
And I have a hunch on, like, what pool video you're referencing. Oh, because he was referencing the fact that he looked up me skinny dipping.
What?
He, like, wrote that because he was flirting.
He's sexting.
And then he goes, and I wrote, so you're cute, I'm cute, enough to DM and text? Question mark. And then I sent my my phone number and wrote YOLO.
Oh, my God. And then, now look at you.
And then he, yeah, now.
And now we are best friends.
And now we're best friends. two years later.
Oh, my God. I was so happy we started dating you. And then he was like, she's coming to the city. Will you, like, she's moving to the city, right?
Yeah.
I met you before you moved, didn't
I? Yeah, because I was constantly, like, going back and forth.
All right, so we hung out, but then when you're moving, he was like, she's moving here, I'm really worried, will you be her best friend? I was like, will I be her best friend?
Yeah,
I'll steal her from you.
If I honestly, like, if I didn't have you in New York when I was living here, like, shit would have been, like, not as fun at all.
Thanks.
It would have, no, like, I wouldn't have had, I mean, I made friends, but, like, nobody that, like,
nobody's cool as
no
us.
One that, like, I connected with enough.
Right?
Do you know what I mean?
We got so close so fast. Oh, I love you so much. I'm
it's
so
like,
happy.
Because it's one of those friends that, like, when you know you're going to be friends.
Yes.
It's, like, one of those things. Like, yep. There was never, like, a moment where, like, it was, like, awkward lunch or, like, you know, like, an awkward. It was, like, nope, like, best friends right away. So, you know, you guys know that, like, I've been, like, kind of displaced for, like, 4 months. Yeah, I just found an apartment, but I was sleeping on some, like, weird-ass beds, and nothing was comfortable. But luckily, I have a good sponsor, Bowl and Branch. Yep, I'm talking about, like, good sheets, like, some serious good shit. And luckily that they're my sponsor, they sent me some for free because that's what happens when you, you know, you're in this situation. And I'm like, what the fuck? Why has nobody told me about this shit before? And seriously, I heard that 3 living U.S. presidents actually use Bowl and Branch. And then I felt like I was like some sort of VIP baller. So I was just like, oh, my God, I actually like really love this sponsor. Not only are they comfortable, but like I'm part of like a VIP government situation. But what really is good about Bowl and Branch is that like normally you have to go to department stores or like Bed Bath & Beyond or some shit to go get your sheets. Like, and so therefore they're all around the same price or like they're overpriced or marked up and all that stuff because they have to compete, you know, with one another and everything. But Bowl and Branch .com, these sheets are only available on the website. So they're super affordable. They don't have to mark up. They don't have to do anything like that. And they're also 100% organic. Organic cotton. I don't even know what that means. Like, are there no pesticides on the cotton that's being used? But, like, all I know is that, like, I feel safe when I'm sleeping in them. So that's fine. Anyway, you guys, seriously, go to bowlandbranch.com right now. Because if you go right now, you get $50 towards a sheet set. By using my promo code Stassi, STASSI. Not only will they give you $50 off, but it's also free shipping. So if you don't, like, if you're like actually in need of sheets and you don't do that, like, you're stupid. So you should probably go to bowlandbranch.com like right now.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
By the way, I'm intoxicated now. I am drunk after one glass of wine because that's how much alcohol is in my body from last night.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me all the time.
I literally got 3 hours sleep last night and it was so dumb and so rude.
Honestly, Taylor, I don't understand how you can go out and wake up. Like, if I go out past 12, I sleep till 12 the next day.
No, I can't. I mean, first of all, I am now a single woman supporting myself.
Yeah.
So I can't fuck this shit up. I got to keep my job.
Yeah. So when Stassi tells you it's 3 a.m. and it's time to pack it in.
It's
time to pack it in.
It's time to pack it in.
There's no more staying out late.
Okay, fine.
Like, honestly, like, I can't believe I even lasted till 3. It's only because I'm on LA time.
Not 3, 2.
2?
Trust me. I was counting every second that I could sleep.
Okay, it was literally only because I'm on Los Angeles time. I normally can't last. Like, I'm a loser.
Ugh, I want to be a loser tonight.
That's why I like day drinking, because it's like, you know?
Right?
It's just like I have so much fun during the day and then like I have a good dinner and then it's like, okay, cool, over now. Let's go to sleep, enjoy myself sleeping, wake up and start it over.
What are your podcast fans like? Are they like nice? Because like
they're the nicest.
Yeah.
The wittiest, the funniest. I've gave them like my I've given my listeners my blog email.
Uh-huh.
So I get so many like kind, awesome,
good,
funny, long emails from people just being like, I totally relate to your situations, whatever. Like, but all of them are like funny. I'm like,
and
wait,
smart.
I didn't realize that like like I have like a good, like my following is like
damn
cool.
Good.
Like if it was like in Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Like, and I was like, like Khaleesi. That's yeah. why I call him my Khaleesi sometimes. Like I sign
Come
off.
On.
I'm like, bye Khaleesi's. I'm like my little Khaleesi's. Like I like basically my fans. Like I would. I'm Khaleesi, and like they're like my
Khaleesi.
Warriors, and we would win.
Yeah,
that's what I think of my listeners. I have good listeners.
I think a lot of your listeners are my listeners.
I think that your listeners are probably only like I probably the reason why I have listeners are probably just because of you.
That's
and
not
Patrick,
true.
Honestly.
That's not true.
Like,
but
because they were curious, like, can Stassi do a podcast? Let's find out.
Remember the time when I got into a fight on your Instagram with like
yeah.
two girls?
Yeah,
I was psycho. I was wasted.
Oh my
I was drinking
God,
red
yeah.
wine. I was in a dark place in my marriage.
I
was in a dark place in my marriage. I was drinking a lot of red wine. And I remember sitting on the floor of my old mansion.
Yeah, she used to live in like
a palace
in Tribeca. But I don't know why you're bitching because you live in one of the nicest apartments I've ever been in New York.
It's so small.
Doesn't matter. It's normal. It's not small. Actually, listeners, it's normal sized.
I'm
it's
spoiled.
Like what normal... It's what normal people live in.
My perspective is all fucked up.
Yeah, I know. You're a brat.
I know. I'm such a brat.
You Christian Louboutin Chanel wearing brat.
I know. I'm going to die when my shoes and my bags die. Like, I'm never going to be able to get them again. Oh, that's the saddest thing I ever said in my entire life.
You'll be able to get them again because you're only just going to continue becoming more successful at what you do.
Ooh, guess what?
What?
As I spin. So... my mom, I was talking today on the show about this thing called Nest. It's like a thermometer that you have in your house. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay. This sounds like it's about to be an ad.
And so my mom, but go buy Nest
Wait,
today.
A thermometer.
It's like a thermostat. It's whatever. So I talked about it on the show for like a second today and my mom was listening. Mm. And she texted me that this kid I grew up with, went to elementary school with in my town. And my town was like super small. He friggin' invented Nest and he sold it for $2 billion.
Fuck, like I
and I was like, Ben Bixby, what's up? Remember me? I used to tease him, so that's never going to go anywhere.
If I break up with Patrick, introduce me.
Ben Bixby?
If Patrick and I ever break up, if he ever breaks up with me, whatever. I keep reading online that Patrick and I have broken up.
I got a text from a coworker.
People keep texting me that, and I'm like, no, we're still
together.
Can
I read you this text? It's so ridiculous.
We're just living separately because we're trying something new.
Can I read this to you?
Trying to light the fire.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I couldn't believe I even got this text. I'm not even going to tell you who it's from because she'll be mad that I told you, but sorry. She said, oh, come on, where is it? Oh, this is what I get. Wednesday at 10 p.m., right before you came.
Yeah.
Stassi and Patrick broke up? ! So who's your friend?
Oh, that's so funny.
And then she wrote, uh-oh. And I wrote, LOL.
Oh my God, wait,
both?
That's actually really funny. That's funny.
Like what?
Like who would you pick? Patrick and I have already talked about that. Like, because when we have like gone through, like, because we've broken up like a bunch of times.
Well,
off and
do you
want
to know what I actually said to her?
And
I said, LOL, I don't know if they are on or off.
That's funny. Yeah, Patrick and I have broken up like when it like lasts 3 days and then like we get back together or whatever. Like, yeah, we've had our issues just like every other fucking couple.
Right.
But when we do break up, I always make jokes about that. And he's like, it's okay. I know how important your friendship are. We're both just going to have to be best friends with him.
No. I can do it.
Patrick's one of those people that he would allow. Like, he would be like, it's not like with like his old relationships where I've heard that like you've had to choose or like.
No. I didn't
or
have
maybe
to choose.
It was a little weird.
It was chosen for me. There was a psycho ex-girlfriend, and she made it very easy for me to choose.
You know what?
This she psycho kept using
this me. Psycho ex-girlfriend, I'm actually annoyed with.
Let's talk about her.
Yeah, because I'm not going to ever name names.
Let's talk about where she works.
No. Okay. Well,
I mean, fuck it.
No. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go there. I don't want to be dirty.
Okay, I know.
She works for like an online tabloid.
Yeah, she works for like a gossip rag.
Yeah, but then when my Vanderpump Rules castmates... Jax and like Kristen went and like everybody went and did interviews there because like every year when the season airs like they do press do press and when Jax and Kristen and some of them went there, this girl shit talked my boyfriend and said, like, oh, when we were together. And like,
she was married, by the way, when she did that.
Yeah, she's married.
A married woman, like, she's talking to her ex-boyfriend. Talking
about Patrick. And I'm like, why would you ever go to people, especially Jax, my ex-boyfriend, who literally would love to have that any ammo possible.
Do you want to know what she did?
And then, I'll let you say that in a second.
Okay.
But then, so.
A liar.
So then I get like Jack's like tweeting shit all about my boyfriend, like whatever, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, it's so weird. Then it was my turn to go in and get interviewed, and for some reason I was canceled. That interview was canceled.
I know exactly what happened
because
with that.
A homegirl probably couldn't face me. Like, she can do shit behind people's backs, but she can't.
Well, that's what she does.
She can't.
She's like this kind of person. So she actually texted me when I got divorced, or when she found out, she heard through grapevine. And she was like, a little birdie. This is what checks me. A little birdie told me.
Brat.
Wait, can I read it?
Bitch.
Wait, now I want to actually read it for
you. You're literally like shit talking
so
on
rude.
Straight up with Stassi. Like, literally, this is the most honest conversation I think I've had on this podcast because we are just like not giving a shit.
Well, we're tired. We're drunk.
We're
hungry.
We're hungry.
And I'm
just
not eating.
I'm staring at the food because I don't want to gross you guys out.
Oh, my God. I like when I got this text, I was like, she can go fuck herself. I wanted to go find her and fight her. What a dumb bitch. I'm being like really, really
You are,
mean.
You are. No, it's okay.
Loud? Am I being loud?
No.
Oh, it was an email. Oh,
oh
right.
Thank you. Yes, an email.
Okay, let's find this.
You're not being loud. Just keep the microphone close to your mouth. You know how this works.
I am so loud. It's ridiculous.
No, but I need that. All the rest of my guests don't understand that, like, okay. We can't hear you. Like, no one can ever hear my guests.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God. So here it goes. Okay?
Okay.
The subject matter is, hey, exclamation point.
That's the lamest subject.
Okay. And then it says, hey, Taylor, exclamation point.
Well, I do that a lot, too.
No, for a divorce email?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true.
Heard from a little birdie, you might be divorcing. If so, I'm so sorry to hear. Loved you guys together. She was at my wedding. Remember your wedding like it was yesterday. And I remember your fucking ugly gift you got me. I threw that in the trash.
Oh, my God.
And they said, hope you're well otherwise. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah?
That's the worst divorce email
that's
I've
rude.
Ever.
That's rude. That's yeah. a rude thing to
that's
do to somebody.
That's just, like, I think, like, turning the knife. That
no,
was just...
No, no, no. Well, that's her.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wonder what she did.
Passive aggressive.
When I realized she was a true psycho person.
Yeah.
So I was at my
friend... Didn't she try and get Patrick fired?
That she did do.
Yeah.
Yeah. She did a lot of crazy things. But the thing she... But that's all hearsay. What she did to me... like directly, so it's like it's a true story. She couldn't sue me for defamation of character or anything because it's fact. So I went to my friend's
We're
wedding.
Not saying anyone's names.
No,
I'm not even saying. I'm not.
But
giving
she's like
details
that.
About
but
anything.
She's like that. Like, she would figure out a way. She figured out a loophole. She like cray cray like that. I bet she listens to you every single week. By the way, don't you, girl? Don't you?
Oh my God, I feel creepy. I feel creepy right now.
Okay. Like, Can I say what she did?
You can say whatever you want.
Like, am I going to get myself into trouble?
I don't think so.
Okay. So we were at a wedding, and she was like, I didn't know she was going to be at the wedding, but we have a mutual friend kind of in whatever. So I go to the wedding, and she like comes up to me, and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so happy I'm dating this guy, and me and you, but he's just like your husband, and we should go on double dates. And I was like, listen. I'm going to say her name. I have to be careful.
No, please don't.
I'm trying not to. No, I almost said her name by mistake.
I will literally. I'll send it to my producers and like tell them to edit it out because I don't want.
So I said
to
her, listen. I said, you and I are friendly, and that's fine. We have mutual friends. That's fine. And I said, but Patrick is like my boo. He's my really good friend. He's like my brother. And I am not going to have dinner with you and your new boyfriend. That's not appropriate.
Yeah.
And so I kind of like set a boundary.
Yeah, because this was right when Patrick. When they broke up.
Yeah. So I set that boundary. Yeah. And I knew she was doing it just to get a rise out of him or whatever she was doing, just to be a jerk. It was not cool. I don't do that. I don't fuck around like that. So that was that. And we had like a fine night the rest of the night. Anyway, so like a month later, I talked to my friend and he was like, so you and blah, 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 like had a fight at my wedding. I'm so sorry that happened. It's so weird. And I was like, what are you talking about? We were fine. And he was like, oh, she told me that she said that her dad makes more money than Brett's dad, my ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And you got like really mad because you said that you're the richest. That is psycho
true.
Lie. Psycho
sociopath.
Line. No, that's not a normal person.
Serial killer behavior.
And I literally started laughing. And then I said to my friend, you believe that for a month? That is,
you've been thinking that I said that I was in a Who's Richer war for a month. You thought like, oh my God, I can't believe someone walked around thinking that about you for a month. And that's embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
That's so
embarrassing. Like that?
You've never been like
that. Okay, but I also swear to God never said that. How psycho.
Yeah.
Okay, so that proves that she's psychotic. Yeah. That's not a normal thing to do.
That is really weird.
Just out of thin air, made up the craziest story in the world, because I think that she was embarrassed that I set a boundary with her, and so she was mad at me, so that was a story for why we weren't talking.
But we still weren't talking. Honestly, I mean, I got to give it to her for being creative.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Like, she's like, well, that bitch thinks she's richer than everyone, so I'm going to...
Yeah. I'm not mad at it, actually.
Oh, dear God.
It's kind of entertaining.
He's got a type.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay. Should I take a break to eat?
I'm so hungry.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break right now.
Okay, guys.
Bye.
Kalises. You know what's so weird is that my other sponsor is Casper Mattresses. It's like a whole like bedding situation going on today. But if you've listened to my podcast for a while, you know that Casper was my first sponsor ever. And Patrick and I got a free mattress and we're obsessed with it. So I feel super lucky about that. I just love perks, you know? It's like one of my favorite things. But Casper Mattress is also an online retailer. So like this is the thing, you guys. If you go to websites and like type in promo codes, you get shit cheaper. Like stop going to department stores, stop going to all of, you know, whatever like mattress places that you go to. Most mattresses like normally cost like over $1,500. Casper mattresses start at $500, and for like a king size mattress you get one for $950. That's like nothing. It's insane. So seriously, if you go to Casper Mattress or casper.com /Stassi, Stassi, you get $50 towards any mattress purchase. So like if you're buying like the cheapest mattress, you only have to buy one for $450. So again, head to casper.com/Stassi, Stassi, and get $50 off your mattress, because you like it doesn't make sense to go to a mattress store like and spend money that you don't need to be spending. All right, you guys, come on, get it together.
She's never one to hold back on any topic. This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Okay, guys, we're back.
I'm still
listen,
eating.
I said I wasn't well, tough shit. I said I wasn't gonna eat carbs, and it's like, so I ordered a kale salad.
Yeah,
and like
and avocado toast.
Well, I mean that carb
that's
doesn't
carb.
Count.
Why? Because there's a kind of a vegetable on it.
That's not a vegetable.
It's not. It's like a fat.
Yeah, I know, but it's a good fat.
Yeah.
Meaning like I'm not going to go over the top on, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like last night when we came home wasted, you guys made mac and cheese and I ate tuna.
Yeah, we did.
I literally was like, I'm going to be responsible. I have to fit in clothes tomorrow. Like the whole situation.
Andy, say hi.
Hi.
See, that's the friend that we just saw that we're just like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
We're doing a podcast.
We're all embarrassing.
That's true. That's a good point.
I know,
point.
It's been like 6 hours since we saw each other. It's terrible.
I know. She's the one with the yacht, if you guys.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And oh my God, and it's her bachelorette party tonight. So
yeah,
congratulations to her. Congratulations, Andy.
And all four of us happen to be dressed in beautiful complementary colors of light whites and creams and blues.
Yeah.
We're all very bridal.
We all think it's fucking spring.
See you. I'm going to try not to projectile vomit on you tonight. I will try not to. She's like, it's okay. She's like, don't worry about it. It happens.
Yeah, it's Andy's bachelorette party and Taylor's going and
I am so tired.
She is going to throw up. See, which is weird because like
as I sit here drinking.
I throw up the day after when I'm hungover. I've never thrown up like the night of.
Mm. Always the night of.
I wish it was the night of. I could get it out of the way.
Best throw up story ever. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. I was dating this boy. My parents hated him. And so when I lived in my town, I was like this goody two shoes. And I was always like, I'm not going to kiss the boy until I'm married. I would say that.
Oh, I was like that too. I didn't like make out until I was like 16.
I was like 14. And I made out with a guy that I call Washer because he was the white, but he looked just like Usher. But Black Usher's hot,
that's
but Washer
really
is
weird.
Not hot.
No, that
wouldn't. Like a smush face?
Yeah, that would not work.
Oh, it was the worst. Anyway, So I dated this guy, and he was like the bad boy in town. And so I like went to private school. So when I came back and was like dating him, it was like, oh, so Taylor is this like good girl we're gonna corrupt. So I went to a party with him. And by the way, I was way corrupted. I was in Catholic school, so I was like,
ah. I was a Catholic school girl too, but I was never corrupted.
Why do we love each other? Oh, I was so corrupt.
No, so you were like the stereotype.
Yeah, basically.
I wasn't. I was actually just like still a good Catholic school girl.
Oh, my mom's so mad at me, and she wishes that you were her daughter right now. So like, I got my wisdom teeth pulled, and I said to the doctor. I was all fucked up on that, like, pain medication or laughing ass, whatever.
Yeah, that's
and
the
I
best.
Was like, I looked at the doctor and I was like, you're hot. And he was like, okay. And I was like, want to go party? I screamed that. My mom was in the room. And then he was like, no. And I was
that's
like,
incredible.
Yo, can I smoke weed on this? And he was like, no.
Oh, my God.
And then I was bad.
Wait,
so
that has nothing to do with throwing up, though.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
This is how I tell stories. Now that I'm all exhausted and drunk. I'm just gonna take it over.
Yeah. So, and P.S. she wouldn't eat the broccoli. So
what a waste.
Yeah,
I know.
And I just ordered pasta. So so fuck that. You know what? Fuck this Fashion Week diet. It's like, no way.
No.
Oh, it's so annoying.
No, not doing
okay,
it.
Okay, sorry. Continue. Projectile
so,
vomiting.
Basically, I was dating this guy. He was bad influence, and everybody was like, oh, let's corrupt her. So we were playing a game, like a Lazy Susan, mm-hmm. and they kept putting shots of tequila on the Lazy Susan mm-hmm. and spinning around whoever it landed on had to drink it, and they kept stopping it without me noticing on me. I took, like, man, I don't know, 11 shots of tequila that night.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I drank, but not like that.
I don't think I've ever done that before. Or like,
it's disgusting.
Ever.
And I was throwing up all night long, and my boyfriend threw me in the back of his pickup truck, put me in the flatbed.
He put, like...
Yep, drove me home, dumped me out. Of the flatbed. I was crawling.
This is like, White Usher?
No. That was my first kiss. This is different.
Oh, okay.
This is Travi. We'll call him Travi.
What a dick.
Yeah.
And
my parents didn't like him.
I mean, if you hear me thanking people, it's because I'm ordering more drinks and they're bringing them to me.
So I crawled.
More drinks and more carbs. That's my kale salad wasn't enough. Okay.
Upstairs. I crawled upstairs. My parents were sleeping on the couch. I was like, thank God. I got away with it. And I climbed into bed, and then the room started spinning. So I ran to the bathroom, and I woke up in the morning with my parents screaming my name. They didn't know where I was because I wasn't in my bed. I was naked on the bathroom floor, covered in vomit.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
And my parents were like, and you're grounded for life.
Oh, my God.
That was the worst.
I almost got away with it. Wait, I have a story like
Please.
That. When I was on The Amazing Race.
Oh, my God. You on The Amazing Race is my favorite.
When I was gothic and fat and ugly. Okay. So what happens when you get like kicked off of like shows like that is that like you're not allowed to go home because because there are people that will like find out spoilers. So like nowadays spoilers don't matter anymore, so they don't do this anymore. But this is what they used to do back in 2005, 10 years ago. They send you to like a remote like location in the Caribbean or wherever the fuck. We weren't in the Caribbean. We were in Panama. So they sent us to Panama. And that's where I met my first boyfriend.
No kidding.
First of all, yeah.
Was he
Brock Panama- Rogers?
Was he
shout
Panama-
out to him?
Brock Rogers.
He was no okay. He but whatever. He was a lovely dude. He's actually the only nice guy I've, like ex I've dated. That's really how I feel. Anyway, so on the last night when like fine like the last night because we were in Panama for like weeks. On last night, when finally the finale happens and the winner, like, wins, like, and we all celebrate with, like, the whole entire cast,
right.
The producers and everyone, like, I was 17 and everyone was allowing me to 16, I think, or 17, yeah, 16 or 17, 17, because I had had my first kiss already.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and so everyone was allowing me to drink, and nobody was monitoring me. Like, my parents have always been very just like, you're going to figure it out yourself so that you learn your lesson. I mean,
right.
I still haven't learned my lesson, but I woke up in a bathtub with all my clothes on with like water. I like literally in water. My parents are so stupid. Okay. In water with my BCBG shoes and everything
I love
still
how you
on.
Remember your BCBG.
Yeah. Cause shoes. I was like, I was with it enough to be like, fuck, you ruined my BCBG shoes, but throw up all over the floor. But then I get up and I was so angry.
Oh.
Like I was so angry. Cause I was, I like, I was still drunk, but like, because I remember waking
but
up.
You belligerent.
But I like woke up and I was like, you realize that's how people die. That's how they drown. Like my parents were, my dad was so dumb.
Maybe he
thought
to drown.
He thought he it would sober me up.
Oh, stop.
Yes. So he thought he would sober his 17-year-old daughter up, who doesn't know how to drink, after she threw up by putting her in a bathtub of water.
Oh my!
Like that is literally like how people drown. Like I would have been on the Daily Mail. Like first,
your favorite website.
The first
ghetto website ever.
Why do you think it's ghetto?
I hate
it. I can't believe you just said that.
I think it's so dumb. It looks like it's so like.
You're like really annoying me right now.
No, it's really it's like congested. It's like all like there's too much shit everywhere.
I totally disagree. that's because you're not on the app.
Oh, I'm on my phone.
Oh, I hate the website. You're right.
Oh, thank God.
The website sucks.
It's
the website
terrible.
Online. You know what? Daily Mail, first of all, I keep saying that I should, like, I feel like they should be my sponsor because I talk about Daily Mail all the time.
Yeah, they should.
You need to get your shit together with the website because the website, I hate it. The app, it's the best because it's go to the app. You'll like
okay.
it. It's all just like one.
Because I like their
it's
stories.
It's very simple and it's easy to, you just scroll down.
Oh,
and
the Daily Mail is simple? That's weird. It's like, it's like so basic.
What do you mean?
It's just the stories are like so dumb.
I know, but I love it.
I know, me too.
Like, I just love stupid shit about like celebrities. I just like, I can't control
how
myself.
Much of it do you think is real? Okay, so you're a celebrity and you, I just told you that somebody.
I am like a
no,
G-list
you are,
celebrity.
No, you're not. People get so excited that we're friends. It's ridiculous. And I love every second of it. I love it. It's the best thing in the world. People like, Stassi, you are a celebrity. Moving on. So I get a text from this woman who I work, a woman, she's like in her 40s, who I work with, and she's asking me if, she said she read a story online, she asked if you and Patrick broke up, who am I going to be friends with? And then she says, I just read a story online that Stassi and Patrick broke up and she's moving to New York.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
So how much, and that's not true. So how much
that's
of.
That's Reality T, and that's like the worst website ever. They're so mean.
What is
They're
it?
Like neat, realityt.com. Uh-huh. I hate that I'm talking about it because I'm just giving them more like. More.
I'm literally eating.
She
I
literally
put
just put her microphone
head.
Down because she wants to eat. Like
that's
a
what
dick.
I, this is what I do at the show. I walk away from the microphone.
Okay, whatever. So Reality T is this website, but they're mean. Like the writers are really really mean, they get all of the info wrong. Like they're like so mean about me. They're mean about everybody. So it's not just me. But like,
let's go beat them up.
It's just like they get info wrong and they think they know. Like it's
yeah.
It, literally, like, could not be farther from the truth. I'm not moving. I wish, but no.
So, basically, what percentage do you think is not true?
Daily Mail, I think, is true because this, they're not really stories. It's more like photos. Like, caught. These people are caught. Like,
that's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, I do. I that's actually, like, how I, like, catch up on, like, actual world news by Daily Mail. Like, and I think all the articles they seem pretty. What I really like is that, like, I hate talking politics on my podcast. I never do it, but like it does. I don't feel like they lean to one side, which I really like. So I feel like I'm like getting like good info.
That's true. An unbiased journalistic perspective.
Yeah.
From the Daily Mail.
Yeah. I mean, they make fun of Trump, but like, I mean, like,
well, who doesn't?
Yeah. Like, how can you not?
He's absurd.
Speaking of Trump.
Ew.
Last night.
Wait, can we tell the story?
Yes.
Like the whole story?
I'm going to tell the whole story.
Yes.
Should you tell it because you're a better storyteller?
You're a good storyteller.
No, I'm not. Patrick tells me I'm not.
Oh my God. I'm going to beat him up.
I leave out details and I'm
okay.
like, you're right.
Do you want to tell the story and I'll fill in the details? Like I'll jump in when you miss a detail.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll raise my hand.
Okay. So right. I got invited. Do I go specific?
Go fuck it. Yeah, totally.
But I don't know if like what really happened was like really what happened.
So this is what we think happened. We could have been wrong. I will say that maybe we misinterpreted something. Fine.
Okay.
But this is how it feels.
This is how it felt.
Through our eyes.
Through our eyes.
Yes.
So last night I got invited to, do I name the magazine?
I don't know. Do you want to do that?
No.
No, because then
I don't want to be rude.
Yeah, but people are going to find out when you say the celebrity.
Who gives a fuck? Okay, then they can figure it out. I just don't want to be the one to say it. I don't want to quote.
Yeah, but don't you want to be on the cover?
No, I don't
want to. That part?
It doesn't. We can talk about it. We'll talk about how we manipulated this.
Yeah, don't fuck with me, boy in the red pants.
Okay, so this is what happened.
Man.
So I got invited to, it was like a New York Fashion Week like party, like a magazine hosting because Nikki Hilton was on the cover of the
Nikki
magazine.
Hilton.
And so I was
so
like,
famous.
Okay. So this party was at the gym.
I'm going to get nasty.
Okay, but I am literally, it's like literally like four million notches below Nikki Hilton, so I can't make fun of that.
That's such bullshit. No, you're not. No, you're not.
Okay, anyway.
No, you're relevant.
Listen,
she's not.
I dress better.
Yeah, and you're relevant. And she looked terrible on her wedding day.
I know, but I dress better. That's what my point. I dress better.
And you're
that's
relevant.
The difference.
What is she doing?
I'm not relevant.
Being
what am
a
I
rich
doing?
Person? Oh.
I'm sitting at Soho House talking on the podcast.
You are like Nikki Hilton.
Literally. I'm Nikki Hilton, right? Just call me Nikki for the rest of the day.
Okay, Nikki.
Okay. So we went to this party and So it's at the Trump Tower.
Okay, I'm gonna take over.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's at the Trump Tower, which is like the ugliest hotel I've ever seen
it's
in my life.
So disgusting. It's marble everywhere. He is so gauche.
No, but it's like orange marble.
It's foul.
I love a good like marble.
Well,
like,
yeah, you're right. The orange. It was so, you know, he's truly 80s. He really is.
Yeah, it's like he hasn't updated it yet. Like, no. That was probably, like, really exciting. Like, that hotel, like, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and, like, now it's, like,
ridiculous. Yeah, note
like,
to self,
bathroom
don't be trendy
looks like
ever.
The Disneyland hotel, like, bathrooms.
It was, like, no, that's, it, no, it's
the same
like Orange
level.
Is the New Black.
It is.
It was
it
disgusting.
Totally was, like, Orange is the New Black.
Ugh, he is tacky.
Whatever. Obviously.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Obviously. So we go to this party, and am I leaving out things? Where do we start?
Okay, we go to the party. Okay, I'm going to tell it because the thing is,
I'm going to be too nice.
Stassi, no. Is that she's completely oblivious to the fact that she is a celebrity, completely. And so, like, we'll be out to lunch, like, everyone's looking, and she's just like, wah, 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 wah. She does not, like, she's herself through and through. And you just don't notice things. So, and I notice everything because I am an observant bitch. That's how I do my job. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
We're at the party. And you're on we're waiting for the red carpet, and Nikki's there, and she's on the red carpet, and she keeps looking over at you, right? You saw that. You said that?
Oh, I didn't know.
She keeps looking over
you.
You
didn't even tell me this when we discussed this afterwards.
I was really tired yesterday. I couldn't even form sentences.
Okay.
So she kept looking at you, and she kind of was taking like a long time on the red carpet. I thought it was like obnoxiously long. Whatever. Moving on. So that's that. So then you're on the red carpet. You're doing your thing. I think she's jealous because I think that you're more relevant than her. That's just what I'm saying. Okay.
I'm sorry. Like millionaires aren't jealous of me.
Yes, they are. They're jealous of attention. Millionaires are jealous. Millionaires are miserable. They're jealous of everybody.
So I don't want to be a millionaire.
Well, no. I mean, if you want to be a millionaire, if you made the
you.
Money.
Yes.
If you made the money.
Just came.
Oh, it looks so
and
good.
And this is exactly what I wanted. You're right. You were right.
So you can eat while I talk.
It's okay. I like when things are colder, so I'm going to let it cool down.
All right.
I don't like eating like hot foods.
All right. That looks insane.
Yep.
We just ate a lot. Okay, so she, I think, is jealous of you. That was just my opinion at the very beginning of the night. I don't think she liked that you were there getting attention because she wanted to be like the belle of the ball, and she was on the cover. But like, I
are
think
you making this up.
I swear. Do I sound crazy? I sound crazy?
No.
Oh, I sound like my mom to me. Oh, my God. That's genetic. No, I really do. I got the feeling that she was kind of like annoyed that somebody else was there that was like getting attention. Fair?
Okay. I don't know. I literally did not see this.
Well, you didn't because your back was to her. So we go into the party and we're hanging out. And this guy who was like a part of the magazine.
Yeah, who was so nice. He worked
he was
for the
so
magazine.
Nice in the beginning.
So nice to me
licking
in the beginning.
Your asshole, basically.
Like, kissing my yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like he was so far up your asshole. He was even up my asshole.
Yeah.
You know.
But I liked him.
Like
I thought he was nice.
Yes.
Like I thought. Yeah. Like
yes.
I thought he was just like a normal nice dude.
So then he comes over and he's like, "Hey, Stassi, do you you know Nikki's like around and do you want to meet her?" And you were so nice and you were like, "Oh my God, that's so sweet." But no, it's okay. You basically played it off like, "Oh, whatever. Like she's so busy. Don't worry about it. I don't want to bother her." It was like perfect.
Yeah.
And then he walked away, and then you were like, said to me, you were like,
"Yeah, no." So I was like, "I've done appearances with her like a couple times, and she's literally ignored me,
the rudest person,
both times, and like just like wouldn't even make eye contact with me."
No.
Like, so I'm like, "Why am I gonna like? I don't know. I don't want to go and be
so you're
introduced."
Like, fuck that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I wasn't. Yeah. I was,
but you were polite.
Yeah.
So that was that.
End of yeah,
whatever.
Thought
so
we were good.
We're
thought
all leaving to go to the
bathroom.
And the bathroom was like the 80s bathroom, the Disney World bathroom was like
bathroom.
Down an escalator. It was like a freaking mall in there.
Yeah.
And then you walked on this long corridor, go to the
long
bathroom.
Long hallway.
So we're walking out of the bathroom and then I see Nikki and this guy and like
the guy that we're talking about and Nikki
walking towards the bathroom and it's a long corridor.
Yes.
So we see each other for like
forever. And I keep trying to stare at Nikki Hilton and smile.
Yes, you did.
Be polite. Like, that's what I do. And sometimes I'm like, maybe, girl, like that's my way of being nice. Like, trying to make eye contact and
smiling.
Smiling.
Yeah, that's very generous. I give, like, that weird, like, closed mouth smile? That like half one?
It was probably closed mouth. I don't think I was walking with like my fucking teeth, like, like a full on like cheesy grin. Like, do you know what I mean? Like maybe like.
How weird is that smile, by the way? Like who invented the closed mouth? Like I'm going to like acknowledge you, but like not enough to actually like really acknowledge you.
Hold on. I'm doing it right now.
No, that's a smile.
But would I ever do that to a person? Like, no, I would never, like, I know, we're literally right now doing it to each other, seeing which looks weirder.
No, okay. It's so weird. Anyway.
Well, so maybe they thought it was, like, a smirk.
No.
But
no,
I was looking, trying to make, but she never made eye contact with it. She refused.
She didn't. She was like, I'm above the world because my parents are rich and I'm a spoiled brat. And my wedding dress sucked.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it was number one story on Daily Mail.
Oh,
so anyway,
whatever. Her dad probably bought
Listen,
her that story.
It was just like way too many like different types of lace.
Okay.
Anyway. So okay.
You make eye contact.
I try to.
Right. And so and we were all like, I think we were all doing the same thing, like smiling and like whatever.
Yeah.
And we recognized the guy because he was, you know, kissing our butts earlier.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And then
as we literally pass each other and all of a sudden the guy goes. Bitch.
No, like this. Bitch. Like
oh,
that.
That's how it sounded?
Right? Just like that?
Bitch.
Bitch.
And I uh-huh. was like, did
I thought someone sneezed or farted, and then I was like, someone just said bitch.
I was like, we kept walking, but like all of us were like, well, did I, what?
All three of us heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And so we're going up the escalator. Because Trump Tower is fucking, it is like a mall.
It's
like,
disgusting. Mall
and I'm
of America.
Like, I think that guy just called me a bitch. And I'm like, I think I might want to take my shoes off and run down there and ask why.
And fight him. So I was like, I don't think he said that. Somebody else. It was probably a joke. But I thought that the second he said it, I was like, he just called Stassi a bitch.
Yeah.
And so then we were outside waiting for an Uber.
Well, no, we talked about it for like 5 minutes while like we were out
walking.
Well, yeah,
because you wanted to go back and fight.
Well, yeah, because I'm like
I said that I kind of hurt it.
Like that hurt. Like that hurt my.
It really.
I don't get my feelings hurt that much, but like I didn't do anything to deserve that.
He was so nice.
And he was
before.
So nice to me, and I'm like, why would you ever? Like I was like, did I do something? I wanted
I
to literally go back.
And he's just so embarrassed.
Yeah, I wanted to go back and be like, did I do something to offend you?
Oh my god, I kind of wish he did that.
Like
shit.
I wanted to so badly, but
we had to get to up and down. Though.
I didn't. We had to get to another party.
Yeah, bye, basically. Party. We had to go to a cooler one where we ran to Kelly Catron, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
In our second podcast, because this one's taking so long to even get to Fashion Week stuff.
We suck. Wait, oh, yeah. I'm just going to do like four podcasts with you and I'll be like done for the month. So we were waiting outside and Nikki, you continue this part.
Nikki came out with the guy in the red pants.
Yeah. This guy had red pants. This is red pants guy. We call him red. The guy who shouted bitch, who kissed my ass in the beginning, he's red pants guy.
Red pants guy. Good recap. Mm-hmm. So he walks her to her car because he's so far wedged up Nikki's butt that it's beyond.
Yeah.
Puts her in the car. Oh, wait, but we're forgetting
but
something.
She wouldn't, like, she had to go stand on the other side of, like,
yeah.
the.
She
like,
has a thing with you, clearly.
Of the sidewalk. She had to literally, like, walk as far away and, like, not be around us. Like,
yeah, she's,
to go
she's
get in her car.
She's a bitch. I think she just gets jealous of other people getting attention.
I think she's probably embarrassed that she's on my level.
Oh.
I think she's embarrassed that like she's on a reality star's level.
That is not.
I just call myself a reality star. A true. Reality TV person's level. I think that's what she's embarrassed
you are
about. Shut up, Taylor. That's what I think that she's just like annoyed that like she's been around me now like three or four times. And she's just like, I'm so above
this. So she
this.
Hates you, but the truth is she's projecting that she hates herself.
Yeah.
She really hates Nikki.
She hates Nikki. She hates that Nikki is so low that she's on my level. That's what I think.
But see, this is why you're the best, and this is why you're a reality TV star.
Stop, don't say that word.
It's because, because you are self-deprecating, and that's why she is a suck-ass, is because she thinks she's a better than everybody because her parents are rich. I fucking hate rich people so much. I can't say that too loud.
You have spent the last, whatever. Anyway, so continue with the story.
I'm not rich anymore.
We're at Soho House right now. We were on a yacht last night. Stop telling me that you hate
rich people. Oh, I like
rich
some rich people. I do like
You're
some
annoying.
Rich people. I like rich people that are just cool. That's a great description of what I like. Anyway.
You happen to have rich friends that are cool.
And down to earth.
Normally, I don't like
Well,
rich
I got
people
rid of
either.
All the rich ones that were assholes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. It's okay. Continue.
Okay. So, we were discussing what had happened, and we were going back and forth like, did he say it? Didn't he say it? Well, why would he say it? And I said, I really think that when he came over and said, you want to go see Nikki? And you said, no, I think he went back and told her that. And she was like, she thinks he's better than me. And then she got like pissy. And then when they were walking in the hallway, he said, bitch, to like impress Nikki.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly what happened. I'm very like intuitive and I'm always right.
Like, that's the only thing that could have happened.
That's it. It's the only thing that makes sense. So then we're outside and he puts Nikki in the car. He's walking back towards us. And I'm like, we should talk to him. We should talk to him.
Yeah, I was like, you have to do it. I can't. See, people think that I'm like really confrontational.
She's not.
I'm chicken shit a lot of the
pussy.
Time. Like, I can't. So I'm like, you can
I just yell
something.
At people. I yell at everyone when
it.
I'm with Saucy. I never stood up for myself, but I stand up for her. I think I'm your publicist.
Yeah, you do. You act
You're
like my publicist.
You're bitchy publicist.
You are. And I'm like, no, I want to have like nice representation. So can you calm the fuck down?
Nope. So I was like, hi. But I was very nice to him. And yeah. I was like, thank you so much, party. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so great.
I know. I was like, thank you so much. Like, oh my God, this was the best. Like, oh my God, it was just like so great. I had such a great time.
And then he got super nervous because we're being so nice. He didn't know what to do. And he was like, yeah. Oh my God, Nikki's covered you really well. But like, Stassi, like, we should have you on the cover. And I'm like, fuck yeah, motherfucker.
And so Nikki.
Oh, she's a fucking star.
So Taylor kept being really, really nice. And then I kept being nice. And I'm like, wow, this is the first time I've ever used this tactic.
It works like a charm.
You know what I mean? Yep. To like, if somebody does something mean to you, then they feel bad about it. Like, to just like pretend like it didn't happen. And
well,
like,
there's two kinds of people. There's people like him that are like, they're like spineless. And so he did that to impress her. Like, if you were nice to Nikki, it would make no difference. Like, she's like a miserable bitch. She cannot be penetrated with kindness. Yeah. There are some girls that are so mean, you can't penetrate them with kindness. But like, he was actually kind of nice dude. He just had no spine. So he did feel bad. He just wants to be liked by everyone in his red pants.
Well, whatevs. It was just annoying as shit.
But so you should be on the cover of that magazine.
Yeah.
Well, oh, now then Nikki would be so mad.
We'll see. And I will personally invite Nikki Hilton.
Oh my God. That would be amazing. I don't like her. Anyway.
Yeah, so that was our night last night.
And then we left. And
oh,
we
yeah, left.
Down,
and
up and
it
down.
Got so good. And went to Up and Down. And I met one of my, like.
You actually met him at the Trump party.
No, I'm talking about.
Oh, Randy Jackson.
No, I was talking about Kelly Catrone. I mean, yeah, I met Randy Jackson, and I didn't realize, like, and we became buds. So, and he was
best
like,
friends. He high-fived you 85,000
times. Because I didn't realize he was from Louisiana. So we're both from. He's from Baton Rouge, and I went to LSU my first year, and he went to LSU and graduated.
Girl,
so it was like
he was high-fiving, low-fiving, bro pulling in and pounding you.
I know. It was so weird.
It was so weird. It was like watching him on American Idol.
Yeah. Ugh. I totally felt like I was on American Idol. But that's not what I was talking about.
But I liked him. He was nice.
He was so nice.
Yeah.
So nice. And then we went to Up and Down, the Nylon party, and I met Kelly Catrone, who I've been obsessed with for years and years and years.
Why
and years
did you
years.
Meet Kelly Catrone?
Because you're friends with her.
Yes, you heard it. I am.
She's celebrity bragging right now.
With Kelly Catrone.
Yeah.
I know, right?
She is the coolest.
She is.
Like, legitimately the coolest. And we have the same producers.
She really likes you a lot. I could tell. A lot. She kept calling her Nastasia.
Yeah. I was like, how do you know my... I was like, she has her... Like, yeah. Is my mom here? Yeah. Like, my mom calls me Nastasia. Nobody else does.
It can was, I start calling you Nastasia?
You can start calling me Nastasia.
Totally going to do it, Nastasia. So funny. But she was the best.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
She was doing an impromptu fashion show.
Yeah.
We thought it was an after party.
Yeah.
And we actually walked in there, and it was like they had all these bank heads like blocked off. And it was for the fashion show. Now we realize.
Now that I know.
But we thought that they were like saving them. And I'm like, we have to leave. This is not a good look.
Yes, I know. I'm like, if I don't have a table, like, I mean, like, I should probably
Sammy's
be embarrassed.
Sweetheart was there.
Yeah. And I was like, that's definitely
not. We're like, we're leaving.
Like, I can't be where, like, yeah.
No.
I mean, Jersey. I mean, not that we're above it. It's just.
You're above her.
Well, I'm here for New York Fashion Week, not Jersey Shore.
Precisely.
You know what
so
I mean?
So we went downstairs, thank God, to go to the bathroom before we left. And downstairs, they were almost treating it like a, like kind of like backstage at a fashion show.
Yeah.
Essentially, because they had the malls down there.
Yeah.
And we went to the bathroom, and on the way out, Stassi, I was like, come here. Kelly Catrone's right here. And so I popped my head out. And it's like the worst thing, because I love Kelly so much, and we are good friends. And we've had like nights together, drinking wine, talking about life. But at the same time, like, I feel like we only see each other during Fashion Week. And so I don't ever want her to feel like I'm like, oh, it's Fashion Week, time to call Kelly again.
Yeah.
So I didn't like reach out to her for the fashion show because whatever, because it's been a while. And anyway, but she's always like traveling for America's Next Top Model.
Oh yeah, she's on one of those things.
But anyway, but she was like so delicious, so fun, and we hung out with her forever. And she is in love with Stassi, and Stassi is in love with her.
I just want to make her my best friend.
It's there.
Like, I just like I get her.
She's amazing.
Like now, I
you
really,
guys are the same. You're misunderstood.
We are misunderstood.
You're so, like, on TV, because you're, like, she was, you scare people.
Yeah,
and
she
people
was so scary on the hills and on, like, the city.
She wrote a book about you can't cry in my office or something like that.
Yeah, she's scary, but it's just her shtick.
Yeah, because she's the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah, she was so nice.
Don't tell her we told you that.
Yeah.
She'll get
like,
so
showing
mad.
Us pictures of her, like, her daughter, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I was like, I thought you were going to be mean. Like, I've been obsessed with you since forever, but, like, I legit thought you would be like, Hilariel.
Uh-huh.
Hilariel. I'm sorry, Stacy.
So she's like, yes, Nastasia. I am here. Eye contact.
Yeah.
She's the best.
So cool.
Yep. And then that's it. And then what? Oh, we got invited to her house.
My God, she did. She invited us to her house, her country house.
It's real. That's a real invite. That's not a pretend invite. It's a real invite. It's real. She invited me,
you
but
guys,
I couldn't go because she didn't want me to bring Brett. Because she was like, you and Brett are going to get divorced. She always said that.
Oh, she said that on the way out.
Yep.
Last night.
She was like,
I knew you guys were going to get divorced. Yeah, she said that.
She'd never even met him. So how'd she know that?
That is so, because you used to bitch all the time.
Right.
Anybody who bitches that much about their relationship.
Oh, I was so unhappy. It's not his fault. I mean.
No, it's not his fault. Like, he's.
It really isn't his fault.
He's a good person.
He actually is. It's like so weird to talk about because I'm like.
I feel bad. But
I
like.
I know, me too. He's such a good person. He's still like so nice to me.
You guys are just not.
We're not fit. We're not fit
for each other.
This is what I say. The things that made him happy made me miserable, like borderline suicidal. And the things that make me happy made him uncomfortable. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And there you have it, folks. That's the story.
That is the story. Wait, did we just like make an hour?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God. So I'm gonna now eat my pasta, finish my third cocktail at Soho House.
What time is it?
3:04. I have to send this to CBS Radio.
Aww.
Because they are going to murder me. But, like, this is, like, the only time I could fit this in. So, yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to my listeners. And I'm sorry to CBS Radio. I'm sorry to play it. Like, I'm doing the best that I can.
You're doing great. You're good, by the way. This is fun.
Thanks.
I'll come on your radio show whenever you want. Podcast.
Okay. Thing. So, we're just going to do this all weekend long.
We should do a podcast together, too.
Oh, my God.
We should. We're really good together.
Yeah.
Sorry, but it's true.
We are.
We're both really funny.
Yeah. Well,
we really are funny. I got in a fight with Nicole real quick before we go. Can it go over?
What?
Can this go over an hour?
I'm sure people.
Oh, podcasting is fun. I have to like hit brakes and stuff. Yeah. Nicole and I were out one time. My friend, who actually also works on Sirius XM.
She's a radio host, too.
And
it's like the radio hosting world.
I love it. We should do a reality show about this.
We should.
So, basically, you could.
I'm sorry. I paused in my mouth.
So, basically, we were out to dinner one night. We were out with our friend that we called Stupid Dick. Literally, I don't even know his name.
Why? All
I can remember, I don't know. It was just like an inside joke, and then I literally forgot his name.
That's like really sad.
Stupid Dick. So, we're out to dinner with him, and I just was having a moment. I was like feeling so good about us. I was like, oh my God, Nicole, we are so fun and we are so funny and we are so pretty and we are the best. And she screamed at me and got up from the table and left. We got in a fight because I said that we were pretty.
Wait, why? Why was she mad about that?
She thought I was bragging. Ugh.
What? That story didn't even make sense.
I don't even know
if it was entertaining because like it
I know it was so
sense.
Dumb. Oh my God! Now we can't like, do a podcast together.
It was anticlimactic. Like
oh, it was
you
the
know,
worst.
We could have ended on a good note.
We're ending on such a high note. No, I did that intentionally because I didn't want to end with what we ended with. No, that's not true.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think you were that quick enough to think ahead.
You know, don't underestimate.
Maybe you are. You scary girl.
I know.
Do you have any last words?
This is fun. We should do this again.
Well, we are gonna do it again. So, like, listeners. My Khaleesi's, the next like few podcasts will probably be with Taylor. The next one definitely will still be with Taylor.
I hope they're not mean and they say things like, I don't want to hear her again. It'll really hurt my feelings. Please don't.
I really don't think it will. I really don't think they will. My listeners are nice.
Okay.
They're really nice and cool. So yeah, I'm going to finish my pasta.
Yep.
Taylor's Instagram and Twitter at Taylor Strecker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like to spell it out or
Strecker?
And that's both your Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yep.
And go to her website because she has a really cool blog.
Thanks.
And I've been featured on her blog too.
Hell yeah. Oh, we're going to do Stupid Olympics.
Weekend. And we're going to film another thing for her blog. And we're doing super fun stuff for my blog this weekend.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So stay motherfucking tuned. See ya later. That's it. Bye, my Khaleesi's.